Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Strings, yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, nice pitch, encore, encore, oh yeah, what a show, oh man, what a good show, oh wow, oh fancy running into you here, oh man, I thought I told you I was going to be somewhere else, oh well. Anyways, what did you think of that show? Oh, I myself have always enjoyed a good country song. Oh, goodness me, I'm so sorry, but I can't even think. What are you even doing out here? No one knew that I was coming here. I know, you must just be really excited to hear more stories. I mean, I guess I could tell you some tales as we saunter on out of here. would that sound good? Well, since we're walking, how about we take a stroll on Helen's Bridge?
Come on, pick up. Come on, pick up already.
Hello?
Hey, Peanut. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Just tired.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't think we were going to watch two movies last night.
It's okay, since they were short movies.
At least one of them was good.
Yeah.
You sure you're all right?
Yeah, I'm just tired.
Do you want me to let you go?
No, we can talk.
Are you sure? I don't want to disturb you.
It's okay, I'm good. We can talk.
Thank you. I really like talking to you.
I like talking to you.
Are you sure everything is okay?
Yep. I'm good.
Will you let me know if I'm bothering you?
Yes.
Is there anything special that you want to talk about?
No. You can talk. I'll just jump in when I have something to say.
Okay, let me think here. Any plans for today?
I don't know yet. You?
I'm just out for a walk.
Oh, that sounds nice. Where are you walking?
I'm near Zealandia's bridge.
I like it out there.
Yeah, it's nice. Maybe we can go for a walk together here one day?
Maybe.
So what did you think about the second movie we watched?
I have no idea. I couldn't keep up with it.
I get that. It's an older movie. At least Vincent Price was in it.
As a doctor.
I thought for sure he was going to be the killer.
Yeah, me too.
What did you think about the women?
What about them?
Do they serve a purpose to the plot of the movie?
Well, one was a writer. I think she wrote murder mysteries. And the other was the real estate wife, and I don't know about the others.
Wasn't one the banker's wife?
I don't know. I know they met in the bank. I can't remember.
The ending was weird, though.
Everyone was a suspect.
We both guessed someone different.
And we were both wrong.
I think they made it that way on purpose.
I mean, they had to. Had to keep the audience guessing.
It was probably a big-time movie back in the day.
The movie did come out in 1959.
Do you think if we were around back then, we would want to see it?
Maybe.
Would you watch it with me?
Possible.
What did you think about the ending?
Some people had to die, or else it wouldn't have been a murder mystery.
All over money.
People do weird things for money.
Yeah, I guess. What's the weirdest thing you would do for money?
I don't know. Money doesn't mean much to me. Hard to like something you've never had.
What if I offered you $1 million?
I would ask to see the money first.
Let's just assume I have the money.
I don't know. I would have to think about it.
Yeah, I don't know what I would or wouldn't do if someone offered me that much money.
Do you think you could do something bad?
I think we all have our limits on how much bad we would do. But to answer your question, I don't know. I mean, are they holding my family hostage or planning on doing something bad if I don't do the one thing they want?
Yeah, I guess that could change things.
Hey, do you think I could call you back? I think someone is having car trouble. There's a woman walking down the road. I'm going to see if I can help out. Maybe they'll need to call someone.
Yeah, sure. I need to get something done today anyways.
I'll call you back. If you are available, maybe you'll pick up.
Maybe. We'll see.
I like you.
I like you.
I'll talk to you later, okay?
Sounds good.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey! Do you need any help? I have a phone! Ma'am, are you okay? Ma'am, excuse me, but are you okay? Do you need to call someone? Ma'am, are you injured? Ma'am?
Have you seen my child?
The Zealandia's Bridge, or Helen's Bridge as it's known to the locals, is a spot loaded with paranormal activity. Helen's tale is one of tragedy, to be sure. Her daughter died in a fire, and the grief-stricken Helen hung herself on the bridge. Now, people experience unexplained car trouble, with the batteries suddenly having no charge when crossing the bridge. Some people have even claimed to see her traveling across the bridge, asking them the whereabouts of her poor daughter. Since we're walking, why don't we stay on the path and hear the story about Chicken Alley? Now, before we begin, I gotta warn you, this story is, well, just listen and try to keep up. If you can!
There she is, over there.
I'm going to get us some drinks.
We don't have time for drinks.
Well, this is a bar, so I'm drinking. Just start without me and fill me in.
Hey, I know this girl. I used to date her sister.
You can find time to remember the past later. We have a story to get first.
I know.
Come on, let's go. Excuse me. Angela?
Are you the fellas I talked to on the phone?
Yes. My name is Kirk, and this is Derek.
Derek, I know you. Didn't you used to date my older sister?
Yeah, I did.
Small world. You know, she's married now. Has this bum of a husband.
I'm happy to hear that.
Don't you mean sorry?
No.
Can we get started here?
Yeah, sorry. Did you know Professor Roberts?
Yeah, we both had the professor for history and anthropology.
Is he the guy they found in the alley?
Yes.
Along with the younger student?
Yeah.
What do you think happened?
Well, okay. I suspect that he and the student were having a fling or something.
That doesn't sound like him. I mean, he was old.
Some women like older men.
I understand that. But both were stabbed. How does that happen?
I think the doctor did it.
Why do you think he did it?
Who knows? I mean, okay, the professor was tenured. He had a wife. Kids published a book. I don't think it was suicide.
Come on. You believe this?
Well, what else could it be? Do you know about the alley?
No, I don't actually.
Oh, it's a bunch of crap. It's totally an urban legend.
Yeah, well, you would believe it if you were from here. Besides, I knew the girl.
What girl?
10 years ago, this girl was having an affair with some professor. He broke it off. She didn't like that. that, and so she came to this bar and walked down the alley.
What was her name?
Her name was Tiffany?
That girl? Oh, come on. I've heard stories about her, too. I've heard that she haunts all those who had a 69 with a college student and then kills them.
If everyone dies, then how does the tale get told?
Shut up, man.
Hey, man. What are you doing here?
Not here. Not right now.
Hey, pretty thing. I might have a problem. You want to help me out?
What's your problem?
I have a squeaking noise that's coming from my bed.
Gross!
Hey, what did you just say to her?
You heard me.
How about you hear my fist?
I can't take you anywhere.
Help me up, will you? That's not how it happened at all.
Okay, so you tell me how it happened.
Here's two.
Us?
My God. You are so attractive. I just want to wrap my legs around you.
Thank you, but there's no time for that. You need to tell me about this urban legend, please.
I'm sorry, I can't even concentrate. It's like staring into the sun.
You need to concentrate. Tell me about the doctor.
I will try to tell the story, but you are intoxicating. I feel drunk just looking in your eyes.
Focus.
Okay. He was a doctor. He always wore a black fedora and always carried his medicine bag with him. I so want to kiss you right now.
Please, tell me the story.
Okay. Men were working in the nearby logging industry and would often come into the bar for some drinks and to have a good time. The doctor was no stranger to a good time. I think we could have a good time, if you know what I mean.
Angela, please, tell me what happened.
Okay. Just for you. Rumor has it that the doctor got most of his clients treating various sexual diseases that came from those good times. Anyway, there was a brawl in the bar that night, and the doctor tried to break up the fight. But he was stabbed in the heart and died instantly. A year after the stabbing, the bar burned to the ground. No killer was ever found. And since that time, people who live in Chicken Alley and those passing through tell stories about a man lurking in the alley at night. I would really like to lurk on your lips right now.
I guess we have time for one kiss.
Sean, what do you think you're doing?
Angela, do you even know who this fine specimen of a man is?
Kirk, please, if you wouldn't mind, give me 5 minutes here.
Let's give this a moment. It looks like this is very special to them.
Sean, this is a very important investigation. We don't have time for any of this blah, 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 blah. That is nowhere close to what happened.
That's how I remember it, anyways.
Can I tell you how it really happened?
You might as well.
Okay. This is how I remember it. So, ma'am, what can you tell me about this alley?
Aliens did it.
Aliens?
Yeah.
Look, even if they are real, they sure as hell ain't coming down here and killing doctors at a bar.
It's aliens, I tell ya.
My whole life, I've never found evidence of an honest-to-God abduction. It's all just cranks and pranks. Hey, man, you spilled my drink.
I'm sorry, sir. Let me buy you another one. What were you drinking, sir?
Vodka martini.
Yes, sir. I'll just get you another drink.
You better.
Let me just clean this mess up for you, and I'll go get you that new drink.
Don't mind him.
Pretend like he's not even there.
Maybe I'm not here, but maybe I've just been written into your story for, I don't know, some unknown reason. My man, he do disturb me when I'm laid at my ease. He does as he likes and he says as he please. That man, he's the devil, he's black as the coal. Give me the punch ladle, I'll fathom the bowl.
You have a nice voice.
Man, just shut up and give me my drink.
Oh man, why do you gotta make me sing? These fine folks are just trying to enjoy this story, and suddenly this raspy, crappy singing voice just pierces their eardrums. Oh man. Anyway, right away, sir.
So, what happened next, Angela?
There was a bar fight. Nothing crazy or anything, but then the doctor was dead, just lying on the floor. Then a year later, people started talking about the doctor hiding in the alley, killing people.
How do you know it was aliens then? This happened before you were born.
I mean, who else would they make the doctor kill?
It probably isn't the doctor. That's the problem with urban legends.
Do you not believe my story?
So, did we figure out anything? I don't believe in the blah, 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 blah.
The story of Chicken Alley is, very unusual. I don't know if hearing this, we actually learned anything. I mean, which story do you want to believe? I don't know. Anyways, locals have yet to decide on why he still wanders around the place he met his end, and some think it's just to fight the drunks that enter the alley, or, I don't know, some say that he just wants to drink and have some more fun. I mean, who doesn't like to have a little fun? You know what I'm saying? Woo! Just like I did as I told you this story. Come on, after all these stories, even I like to have a little fun. But as you ponder what you just heard and you think whether or not I'm a little crazy, I just want to tell you a tale about a woman walking in the rain. But you should know by now, there's nothing normal when you see someone walking around here, huh?
I cannot believe this rain. I'm going to have to get oars soon. I can barely see anything. Where is that towel? Ah, here it is. That's a little better. I don't know what's worse, the rain or the fog.
Hey, you didn't start the movie without me, did you?
I'm sorry. I thought I hit pause after the commercial. Let me start it over.
Well, wait until I get over there.
I guess we're not holding hands during this movie.
Why not?
Because we'll be eating popcorn.
Do you normally eat popcorn with both hands?
No. See, I knew you were smart.
Someone has to be in this relationship.
You're the brain, and I'm the muscle.
Please, I'm stronger than you too.
Okay, so what do I bring to this relationship?
You're an excellent headrest.
I'll take it.
Okay, the popcorn's done.
Hurry up and get over here then.
The movie isn't going anywhere.
No, but I want you next to me.
Okay, I'm here. Start the movie.
What? No kiss first?
I just put a fistful of pop...
I can wait till commercial.
I cannot believe this rain. I'm going to have to get oars soon. I can barely see anything. Where is that towel? Ah, here it is. That's a little better. I don't know what's worse, the rain or the fog. Is that a person walking down the road?
Of course someone has to be walking down the road.
Well, the name of the movie is The Hitchhiker.
Shut up and hold my hand.
Alrighty then.
You're silly.
Quiet. He's pulling up next to the person walking in the
rain.
You
know he's going to pick them up.
Just quiet down and watch the movie.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Can I help you?
I was wondering if I can help you.
I'm good.
Do you need a ride?
Where are you heading?
Where do you need to go?
I'm heading to Jamestown.
Well, that's just down the road. If you need a ride, hop in.
Thank you.
Ugh. So, what are you doing out here?
Walking.
I know you were walking, but why out here?
I left the prom.
You and your date have a quarrel?
No date.
How did you get to the prom?
Someone gave me a ride.
I'm sure there's a story that goes with those statements?
She wanted to stay. I didn't.
So you started to walk?
Yeah.
You're not much of a talker, are you?
Not tonight.
Can I at least ask your name?
Lydia.
What is that on her dress?
Maybe mud?
It doesn't look like mud.
It's a black and white movie. It could be punched from the prom, for all I know.
Oh, maybe that's why she left. Someone spilled punch on her dress.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
I noticed something red on your dress.
Huh?
It looks like blood.
Oh, it is.
What happened?
I'm sure we'll find out.
But what if we don't?
Is there anything I can do?
Just drive me home.
Yes, ma'am. If you want to talk
Please,
about
sir.
It...
Just drive.
Okay.
If I was him, I would be asking where the blood came from.
I doubt that.
What makes you say that?
You'd be happy just to have a woman in your car.
I think I would notice blood.
Close your eyes.
Why?
Just close them.
All right, they're closed.
What color are my pants right now?
Blue?
Close, but they are yellow. You would not notice the blood on her.
Turn here. I'm the last house on the left.
The white house? Ma'am? Where did you go? Lydia? Lydia? Lydia!
On a rainy, dark night on the way to her prom, Lydia was involved in a car accident and was killed along with her passenger. Ah, golly. Now, for some reason, Lydia still likes to travel the road, whether it be because of memory or just trying to get home. To the Jamestown locals, she's called the Phantom Hitchhiker, or, as I like to call her, the Phantom of the Night. Yeah, it'll catch on one day, right? If you were one to pick up this phantom, you may question your own sanity. You'll see her, you'll hear her, but then she's gone, looking for another ride. Since we're almost to our cars, I will tell you one last story. A tale that might touch your heart. It might make you think. Let's call this one The Sad Truth.
You looking for Tim?
I'm sorry?
That's Tim's jacket. Are you looking for him?
I don't know.
You're too late. He took his final trip last night.
Did you know him?
Well, who are you? And why the hell are you asking?
My name is Renee. I'm sorry for your loss.
I'm sure you are.
Excuse me?
If you knew Tim was dead, what the hell are you doing here? He ain't got nothing worth taking.
I don't know. I don't know, and I guess...
Oh, you're one of those. What did he do? Chat you up? Sing you a little tune? You maybe gave him some change now and again. Maybe brought him some leftovers. Now he's dead and you feel guilty. That about right?
No, that's not it at all. Here, this is for you. For your troubles. I'm sorry.
Conscience all clear now, honey? Don't be a stranger.
Are you hungry?
What do you think?
Come on, let's get you some food from the diner over there.
What do I owe you?
Nothing. Just talk with me.
I don't know if what I got to say is worth listening to.
Let me be the judge of that.
I don't need no more people judging me.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that.
I hope not.
I'm sorry if I offended you.
You weren't looking for Tim, were you?
I never knew him.
He was a good man.
D- Did you know him long?
Yeah, I knew him a few years. Think he made his way up here after Katrina.
Find a seat. I'll be right with you.
Thank you. Does over there look good?
Yeah, it's fine.
So, did Tim have a family?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he drew me his whole family tree and gave me numbers to all his relatives and friends.
You're making fun of me.
What can I get you?
Order anything you want.
Y'all got pancakes? Blueberry pancakes?
The best in town.
I'll take an order of blueberry pancakes, a cup of coffee, and a glass of water.
And for you, ma'am?
I'll have the same. It's been a while since I've eaten blueberry pancakes.
Coming right up.
So you don't know if Tim had any family?
Why all of a sudden interest in Tim? I'm not buying the whole Good Samaritan routine, so you can just cut it with that crap.
The truth?
It'd be nice.
I guess I want to know more about the man who was wearing this jacket. A man that I thought was my husband before they pulled back the sheet. I'm not trying to be an angel here. I'm as flawed as anyone else. Where I'm at right now, it's getting harder and harder.
To ignore the senselessness of it all.
Yeah, something like that.
Tim was a good man. Never cursed. He would always share whatever he could. He used to sing. He used to sing a lot. He was no Roy Orbison, but he could carry a tune. And I will miss him.
And what about you?
No, I can't sing a lick.
I meant your story.
It ain't much different than a lot of other folk. I served in Iraq. Saw some things I wish I hadn't. Came back to Charlotte to forget them all. I had a man. He got sick. He got real sick.
I'm sorry.
So was I.
Please continue.
After he passed, I just slowly stopped doing anything. I stopped caring. I don't know. I can't piece the rest together if I tried. You get caught up in the current and it just pulls you in.
Here you ladies go. Let me know if I can get you anything else.
I think we're good.
Is this going to be separate bills?
No, I got it.
Here you go then.
Thank you. I hope you're getting your money's worth.
I'm sorry that you had to go through all that.
Don't do that.
Sorry, but do what?
Sorry. You say that too much. Apologies are nice, but right now, pancakes are the best medicine. Oh, you have to try these.
These are good.
The simplest things in life are always the best. Thank you, but no, I'm good. I feel like walking.
Are you sure? It's no trouble.
I'm good. And hey, I hope your husband's okay.
Thank you. So do I.
My name's Anne.
Nice to meet you, Anne.
Nice to meet you too, Renee.
Hold on a moment. Here, take it. Maybe it'll help with the cold.
It will help. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night, Ian.
I know what you're thinking. Where's the urban legend? Where's the mystery? Well, let me guess. One of these women sees a hideous creature, and it devours them and it spits out their bones after it uses them as toothpicks, huh? And you would be wrong. There is no monster lurking after these women. Just an evil monster called life. Oh, man. Both women survive on this cruel rock you call Earth. Did you know that people who live on the streets are almost 17 times more likely to be a victim of violence. With over 500,000 homeless people just in the United States, people who suffer mental disorders, substance abuse, families with children, and over 30% of them lacking shelter. That is the scariest thing out there. I'm not telling you how you should feel or what you should do, but do remember this. Life is scary, and people need help. Sometimes just an ear would help. While you think that over, I'm headed out to visit the Fort Abraham Lincoln State Park. I'll see you around.
Oh, yes. We will see you around. We will see you very soon, Janitor. Very soon. Sorry, Mr. Smith. I don't have time for this.